Daflomid hay, Parakshishi, the sixth parak, Ketzin Mivarech. This parak will deal with the brachas, the source that we have, that we make brachas on what we eat before we eat, the various brachas that we make on the various foods that we eat. Ketzin Mivarech, how do we make the bracha al haperos? Which bracha do we make on the peros, al peros ayilan, on the fruit of the tree, who I'm or goy preyoetz? Chutz min hayayin, with the exception of wine, shal yayin, wine, or goy priyagov. With wine, even though it comes from the grapes, but it's nishtana leilusa, it's been refined to a higher form, so we have a specific bracha we make a goy priyagov. But otherwise, fruit is goy priyates. Val peras ha'orens, and that which grows from the ground, not the trees, or goy priyadoma. He makes an adama chutz min apas, except for bread. Shall apas u'aymer ha'maitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Again, the bread has been refined. It's a higher form, a higher stage. It has its own special, specific bracha. Val yirokas u'aymer boi pri adam. And on vegetables, he says, boi pri adam. Rabbi Yehuda u'aymer boi mine d'shoy. Rabbi Yehuda is machalik between desha and between Paris Haaretz. Rabbi Yehuda says that the bracha has to be more specific. Now, even though they all grow from the ground, whether it's the vegetables, whether it's desha, whether it's the herbage, whether it's the priha doma, would be something that grows from a stem, and there's a fruit from a stem. For instance, like a tomato. But if you have cabbage or lettuce or things of that nature, there's no a stem and fruit. So over there, he says, it's desha. You have to make borim yinei d'shoyim. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda would say that if it's grains, it's borim yinei zroyim. If you're eating the grain itself, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be specific in the bracha. It has to be specific. So if it's fruit from the ground, like a tomato, or something of that nature, then there's a stem, the fruit, you're having the fruit, similarly to a fruit from a tree, there's a fruit from the ground. Now the chum hold that it's one general bracha, we don't subdivide it to that degree. It's not that specific. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be more specific. If it's not a fruit from a stem, if it's the grain, then you make a bracha on the grain. If it's the herbage, a vegetable, if it's lettuce and cabbages, you make bar mini dishon. What's the source? How do we know that you have to make a bracha before you eat? The Torah says regarding the revai, there's orla for 3 years. The fruit is orla. You can't have any hana from it. The fruit of the fourth year is brought up to Yerushalayim. We bring it to Yerushalayim, and the pasuk says kodesh hilul Hashem. It's kodesh, praise to Hashem, and it has a double lashon. It's plural hilulim. So we darshan in both lashons. Kodesh ilum l'Hashem, l'amit shetunim brach lufnei l'acharem. And this praise, it's a double lashon, so you praise Hashem, you give a bracha before you eat, and a bracha achreina after you eat. Mikan amar Rabbi Kiva, also l'adam sheyitam klum, kodesh shivorach. Here we see the source that you cannot eat anything without making a bracha first. At this point in the Gemara, we're assuming that a bracha, even a bracha rishayna, is a deraisa, that we are learning it out from this pasuk. And as we'll see from the Gemara Vayter, that we will reject this notion. Frank, the Gemara so you're telling me that this Vajhilun praise is coming to teach me that you have to make a bracha. Hi, mi boile, I need it. Ha, da amar rachman achlei vaharach. One is hilulim, we darshan the hay and ches are interchangeable. That we say hilum is like hilulim. Before, if you want to eat this fruit out of Yerushalayim, you have to achla, you have to be poited, you have to redeem it. You have to redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim and exchange that money for food and eat in Yerushalayim. Then the fruit can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. But if you want to eat the fruit outside of Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it unless achle, then you can eat it. That's one, the idach, davraton, shiraton, chilul. And the other one is to tell me that this din of revai, that it has to be chilul, that it has to be redeemed, and it can't be eaten without redemption, is on only something, aton, shira. is only on the type of fruit that in the Beis Hamikdash they would say shir on them. Ushein ton shira, ein ton chil. And if it doesn't require shira, if you don't say shira on it, it does not require chil. How do you know that the shira that the Levim said in the Beis Hamikdash was only on the yayin? Only when there was nisuch hayayin, when they poured the wine on the mizbeach, that's when they said the shira. The Gevin said, the marshal was when all the trees came to the vineyard and said, you should be king upon us. He said, should I stop producing the fruit? I have to take care of my own. I have to take care, should I stop producing the grapes that bring joy, bring simcha to Elohim, ba'anoshim, and to mankind? Now we understand that the wine is misameach people, but how is it misameach Elohim? So we see from here it's misameach because the yain, when they poured the wine on the yain on the mizbeach, that's when the Levim said the shir in the Beis Hamikdash. So you see that ain amrim shira el ala yain. Tosfos points out that's only what's put on the mizbeach. The shira was only on things that are on mizbeach. It's only on the yain. But there was other times that there was shira. When they shefted the korban pesach, there was also shira. But from what's placed on the mizbeach, shira, the song, is only mentioned on yain. So, Akol Panim, you see that you want to darshan this Kodesh Hilulim to teach me a bracha lefnei ma'achareya. I need this Kodesh Hilulim to teach me the basic laws, the basic halachas of Ravai, that you have to be pointed if you're going to eat it out of Shlaim. And also, it's telling me that the halacha that it's Ravai is only naik on Geffen. So this is good according to the one who learns Netaravai, that no, it's not restricted only to Geffen, then it's fine. But Alamanda Tani Kerem Ravai, Maikalameimar, but the one who learns Kerem Ravai, that it's restricted, it's specific to the grapes, to the yain, to the grapes, Maikalameimar, how you don't have any extra Hilulim over here to teach me Bracha. The Itmar Rachia, Rav Shimon, Barabi Chatani Kerem Ravai, Chatani Nat Ravai. So, according to the Mandamer who learns Kerem Avai, how are we going to? We don't have anything extra here to teach me a brach d'alacha brach. Ulamanda tani Kerem Avai, and the one who learns Kerem Avai, hanich iyalam zera shava. The one who learns Kerem Avai, it still would be, we can still learn it out to in a limited way if he learns zera shava. It says by the halacha of Ravai, the fourth year bringing the fruit to Yerushalayim in the fourth year, that it will increase your brach to increase your tefuah. And it says tefuah by vineyard, it says tefuah mal alan kerem afkan kerem. So if you learn this gzera shava, then you know that in the context of Ravai, it mentions kerem, it mentions a vineyard. So then I know already from the gzera shava that it's what referring to is kerem. Then still we would be able to darshan because we would have an extra hilul. Aisalachan hilul lebracha. Then I would have one extra hilul for a bracha. Then I do have a source. But if I don't have this Zereshava, how do I know I don't have an extra Hillel? How do I learn out? And even if you do learn out the Zereshava, that only satisfies one of the requirements. Ashkan la'akrav, I only know a bracha afterwards. How do I know a bracha beforehand? I need two Hillulim, one to tell me bracha afterwards and tell me bracha before eating. So even if I do have the gzera shava, I only have one extra hilul because one hilul I need to teach me achle v'hadar achle. So I only have one. So I only know the bracha after eating, as Taisus mentions. I only know the bracha after eating because that's the ikar bracha of achalta v'savata v'erachta, as the Torah says. But I wouldn't know a bracha rishayna. More answers. Holy kasha. That's not a kasha. The isla b'kalvachayma. It's a kalvachayma. You could learn out, once I know that there's a bracha after eating, I would know from a kalvachayma there's a bracha before eating. Because what's the kalvachayma? Kishu sabeh mevarech. If he makes a bracha, when he's satisfied, kishu roi, when he's about to eat, he's so thankful that he's now has, he's hungry, and he's going to be able to satisfy his hunger, like kol shekein, certainly he would have to make a bracha. So it's a kalvachayma. As Tosis points out, this is not mamish a kalvachayma. It's not a kalvachayma gomer. Because it would be a complete kalvachayma, you'd be able to learn out that bracha rishayna is a deraisa, and as we learned earlier in the Masechta, bracha rishayna is a derabana. So it's not mamish a kalvachayma. But I'll go upon him, we'd be able to learn minasvara, a type of kalvachayma, not a genuine kalvachayma, but minasvara that you would make a bracha. Ashkan keren sharmine minayin. So I learn out over here from a Karen, but how would I know Sharminim? How would I know that other types of food you have to make a brocha? More answer, the yellow from a Karen. I'd learn it out from a Karen. My Karen, Davrishinan, and Aton Barocha. This is something you get the grapes, you get benefit from, you get enjoyment from, you may have to make a brocha. I've called Davrishinan, Aton Barocha. Then anything would apply to anything. The more answers you can ask, Akasha, no, you can't learn it out from Karen, because I see something significant and special that the Torah is machmir by Karen. Mala Karen Shken Chai Boidl, it's that the underdeveloped grapes have to be left for the Anim. So we see that the Torah is more specific and has specific halachas by Karen. So maybe the halach for bracha only applies to Karen as well. Mara says, I know by bread, the Torah says, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta, by the types of zroim that the Torah is as the chita so'era, that's mentioned in the Torah, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. So over there, there's no din oidolus, and there is a din of a bracha. Mara says, no, malakam shken chayavus v'chala, but it has its own specific din, that there's a din of chala, that when you make the chala, you have to designate a portion for the kahanim. Karam yachir, yes, but we don't have that din by karam, by the vinyar. The chazar adin, lo yiroi zek, yiroi zek, lo yiroi zek, yiroi zek, tzadu shavish bem, domer shenen, vetoan bracha. Each one has its specific dinim, each one it has its specific chumras, but the common denominator is the tzadu shava, that it's something that you get hanau from, you have to make a bracha. I've called domer shenen, vetoan bracha. So similarly, I would extrapolate and say anything that you get hanau, you have to make the bracha. Frank the gimor, ma'alat tzadu shavam, shken yeshven, tzadu. Is bad. Yes, but it does have a common denominator that they have a chumrah that is a tzad mizbeach from the kama, from the wheat, a barley, from you bring menachos, you bring to the mizbeach, a mincha for the mizbeach, and for the kerem you bring yayin lenasachim. So it has this chumrah that is a tzad mizbeach. How can you extrapolate and say for all minim that you'd have to make a bracha? Maybe it's only for these special minim that you have to make a bracha. Now, it's true, however, and it's true, however, we would be able to include the olives because there's for the oil, we do have oil for the menachos, it also has its san mizbeach. Frankly, more for zayas. Zayas mitzan mizbeach, so you don't have to include the zayas, the olive, because of this tzad hashava. V'ha behedjik zibbe, kerem. It's also called a kerem. You don't need it from it. When we know kerem, if we're including kerem in a bracha, a vinyar, but a zayas, it's also called a kerem. D'chziv, v'yavr migodesh v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayas. Kerem zayas, it's called a kerem. Amar Papa Kerem Zayzik, no, it's not called a Kerem, it's called a Kerem Zayas. It's a specific type of a Kerem. Karma Zayzik or Kerem Stoma Laik. But we call Makom Kasha in any event. However, we would include the olives from Tzad HaShava or from a Kerem, but we would only be able to include the Kama, the Kerem, the Zayas, but we would not be able to include all of the Minim. These have a common denominator that the Bratum is Be'ach. How could you include all types of Minim? Ella, the Gemara says the Aleph Lamed Shivas Aminim. We would learn it out from the Shivas Aminim, from all the seven Minim that Eretz Yisrael was praised with. So, as unfortunate to speak out, this is going according to the Man D'Omar, that Vachalta, the Savalta, Ve'rachta, is referring not only to the wheat, the barley, but it's referring also to all of the Zayin Minim. So if the Torah says Vachalta, Vachalta, Ve'rachta on Zayin Minim, it would include other things as well. Rekha Gemara, how can you include everything? Ma Shiva Samina Dorshan Nanavat. So the Gemara says rather, Ma Shiva Samina Dorshan Nanavaton Brocha, called Dorshan Nanavaton Brocha. So we'd be able to learn out and say, just like the Shiva Minim are something you get Hanoi needs a Brocha, anything that you get Hanoi requires a Brocha. Frag the Gemara, Ma Shiva Saminim Shikin Chayam Bikur. No, how can you learn out from the Shiva Saminim? Shiva Saminim had its specific formula. You bring Bikurim from Shiva Saminim. It has this Mila, this special significant halacha that you bring Bikurim. How can you learn out for other Minim? And in any event, that's only the bracha afterward. Lefana minayin, how would you know you make a bracha yishayna? Again, like we said before, halay kasha dasi b'kal v'chaymer. You can learn out b'kal v'chaymer. Geshu saveya mevaro geshu raib l'kol shkein. If he makes a bracha when he's satiated, when he's before he's about to eat, he's hungry, how much the food is precious, and certainly should make a bracha. Uleman the Tanin Netaravai, and the one who learns out Netaravai, even the one who learns out Netaravai, Haptenach called Bar Netia. That's even there, it's only called Bar Netia. Even if you're going to learn out Netaravai and you say, therefore, you have Hilulim to tell me a bracha, but that's only called Bar Netia, the La Bar Netia, Kigon Balsar Bein the Dogimanoi. How would you know? Meat and fish and eggs that are not something that's planted. How would you know you have to make a bracha on that? El, the Gemara says, the Maskon of the Gemara is, that not like we assumed before that this bracha is a deraisa, Elas Vorago, also Loyla Adam, Shianami, I'm a Zebulai. It's a svara, it's also sharam lech. It's a svara. Hashem is giving you something, it's a present from Hashem. You have to give thanks to Hashem and show your gratitude. You have to make a bracha. And Tosfos mentions that, therefore, the drosha, the kodesh hilulim, and the droshas that we mentioned before is an asmachta. It's an asmachta, but the ikar bracha rishena is a darabah. It's also to get a no without a brocha. It's as if a person is maul, just like something which is hektish, that a person is not allowed to get benefit from. If he does, he's over mi'ila, and he needs a kapara for that, and he has to pay a can of chemish, etc. Here also, it's as if he was maul. This is kodesh. It's not yours. When you make a brocha, it becomes yours. But without a brocha, you can't get a no from it. My takante, what's the chacham? You should go to a chacham. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? My Syria already did the issue. What's a chacham going to help him? Means to say, beforehand, learn Hilchas Brachas, learn the Halachas. So it doesn't bring you, so you won't come Lidei Me'ilah. Learn the Brachas, learn the Halachas. Anyone who gets an off from this world with a broch, kill a nanami, kachim shemaim. It's like he's getting an off from kachim shemaim. Shenema la shem arasim loyal. It belongs to Hashem, not to us. Rabbi Levi Rami asked the seer, Ksiv la shem arasim loyal, that the world in entirety belongs to Hashem. Uksiv la shemaim, shemaim la shem, va arats nasim ne adam. The shemaim is la shem, but the arats nasim ne adam. It's ours, laikasha, and kaidam bracha. Kan lachar bracha. There's a difference between before bracha and after. Before bracha, it's once to Hashem. After the bracha, va'aretz nasa livnei adam.